Welcome to the Finance Cafe, the business podcast for women entrepreneurs that breaks through the money taboo and explores what's behind the numbers. Join your hosts, founders of the Finance Cafe, Shannon Peston, financial consultant, and Shauna Frederick, chartered professional accountant and CFO on the go, as they dive into conversations about business and finance with women entrepreneurs and the experts that support them. With their combined experience in finance and accounting, Shannon and Shauna know financial management is more than numbers and embrace the ways our unique lived experiences, capabilities, attitudes, and behaviors shape the financial decisions we make along our entrepreneurial journeys. Through the Finance Cafe, Shannon and Shauna are creating space for new conversations about money, overcoming stereotypes, and empowering women entrepreneurs to see their business in a new light, one story and one number at a time.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Finance Cafe podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Frederick. In this episode, we're joined by Fei Pang, country manager at Xero, to explore the transformative power of integrating bookkeeping software into business operations, focusing on Xero's innovative platform. Xero, known for its user-friendly, cloud-based accounting software, has expanded to offer a comprehensive suite of tools and services tailored to small businesses' needs. We delve into the significance of adopting bookkeeping software, which provides entrepreneurs the accessible and up-to-date financial information they need, which is essential for informed decision-making. Fei discusses how Xero's features streamline access to financial data, empowering women entrepreneurs by facilitating efficient management and strategic planning. Fei shares practical tips for transitioning from traditional methods like paper ledgers or spreadsheets to incorporating Xero into business operations. Drawing from real-life examples, Fei illustrates how women entrepreneurs have leveraged Xero's bookkeeping software to gain valuable insights into their business finances, enabling them to make informed business decisions and drive growth. We conclude by envisioning the future of bookkeeping software in fostering greater financial empowerment for women entrepreneurs, with Xero Canada leading the charge, and we're excited to see where the charge is going. Fei shares her insights and leaves us with valuable takeaways and first steps every entrepreneur can take to go from DIY to DIT, from do-it-yourself to do-it-together. We hope you enjoy the episode. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Finance Cafe podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Frederick, and I'm thrilled to be joined today by Fei Pang. Fei, we're going to dive right in, and I would love for you to introduce yourself to our listeners. Who is Fei? What do you do, and why do you do it?
Thanks, Shauna. Thank you so much for having me. So, hi, everyone. My name is Fei. I am the country manager for Xero Canada. Xero, X-E-R-O, is a cloud-based accounting software specifically for small businesses. So the company was founded 17 years ago in Wellington, New Zealand. And the initial sort of ethos of the company was, hey, our founder, Rod Drury, wanted to better collaborate with this accountant. And he wanted to do it in real time, right? At the time, he was literally still sending floppy disks of data via snail mail. And so by the time it got to his accountant, it was already out of date. But there was already this technology called the cloud. And he said, hey, if I can put my ledger in the cloud, we could actually collaborate in real time. I could have a better sense of my finances. I could get better advice. I could feel more confident about the business decisions that I need to make. And so from those humble beginnings was born Xero. And today we serve nearly 4 million small businesses around the world. And really my role here in Canada is to lead our Canadian business. We've got team members all across the country and ultimately to serve our customers here in Canada.
I love that this software was developed by an entrepreneur to serve an entrepreneur's needs, right? And so often we know that most entrepreneurs start their business because they have a solution to a problem. And this was a big problem that many entrepreneurs. So that's so cool. Now, prior to you joining Xero, you held various roles and you are also the daughter of immigrant entrepreneurs. Can you tell us a little bit why Xero really struck a chord with you and why you really wanted to join Xero?
Yeah, absolutely. So my parents were first generation immigrants here to Canada. I'm, identify as Chinese Canadian. I was actually born in China. And like so many, they followed the Canadian dream, right? They came here with nothing more than the clothes on their back and the hope for a better future for their children. And they, for 23 years, ran their own small business in Mississauga, Ontario. The company was not particularly glamorous. It was wholesale meat distribution. But my dad ran the trucks and the fleet and managed the customers. My mom was the bookkeeper. And so I distinctly remember my parents sitting at the kitchen table until the wee hours of the morning, pouring over those blue ledger books, if you remember those, Shauna, like
yes, I do.
Literally
yes,
still
I
running,
do.
still running their business on that. English as a second language, struggling to get access to capital because they didn't have any financial history and they couldn't go into the bank and articulate themselves eloquently. And so when I found out about Xero's mission to help small businesses and help them, better understand their finances and collaborate better with advisors that do this day in and day out, I really resonated with that, thinking, man, how much time would that have given back to my parents, right? Maybe I could have seen them on a Saturday once in a while. So it was very, very emotional for me and very much tied back to my lived experience, which is entrepreneurs spend so much time toiling away, trying to just understand their books, right? Just to manage their compliance requirements and not really looking forward. And so we're really passionate about getting to that space here at Xero.
I so appreciate you sharing that story because I think there's a number of key things that came out of that, but the number one key thing was time. Right. As an entrepreneur, especially starting up as a woman entrepreneur, we spend so much time doing everything in the business. And if we're still documenting on paper ledgers or using a shoebox method or an Excel spreadsheet, for many entrepreneurs, they think that it's going to be more cost prohibitive to implement an accounting software when if they factor in the time that they get back by doing this, and your mom's a prime example. Paper ledger, scrambling through everything. And if you make a mistake on those paper ledgers, it's very difficult. Yeah, it's very difficult to go back and find it. So thank you so much for sharing that story because I think it can resonate. I know it will resonate with many entrepreneurs on the airwaves out there. So let's dive into Xero a little bit more. So can you elaborate a little bit on the significance when we integrate accounting software or bookkeeping software into our business operations? What's the benefit there?
Yeah, you already touched on one of the main ones, right? Which is rather than entering data into multiple different places, right? Which again takes time, highly manual, highly error prone. We're really talking about data flow, not data entry, right? So all of a sudden the accuracy goes up, all of a sudden you get some more time back, all of a sudden the various systems that you use talk to one another, right? Whether it's your bank account, your credit card, your accounting software, your payroll system, your invoicing and AP and AR, all of a sudden that's one operating system for your business. And so not only is that more efficient, not only does it reduce some of the opportunity for human error, you start to really benefit from the latest technology and AI and ML, forward-looking cash flow prediction and analytics, and actually just leveling up your vantage point on your business, right? From looking backwards to looking forwards, being able to take advantage of relevant benchmarks, and ultimately having a platform that allows you and your bookkeeper, your accountant, your staff to better collaborate and to better manage the business, right? So you just touched on this. So many entrepreneurs are I call it whack-a-mole, right? They're every morning they get up and they're like, what is the biggest fire that I need to put out today? And I'm going to focus on that. They're not able to elevate themselves to really look out and say, well, what kind of capital expenditure can I afford in 6 months, in 12 months? When am I going to need more staff? Can I afford to pay them? What am I not taking advantage of that might actually help make me more profitable or get me more customers? So it's all of that sort of next higher order level insights that using a really integrated system can get you to. And again, we always think about, hey, like so much of what folks think about when they think about accounting is looking backwards. How much tax do I owe for the last year, right? We really want to elevate the thinking to say, look forward, right? Where can you take your business? What's around the corner? How do you better prepare for that? And I think that is like truly the promise of Xero and products like ours.
I so appreciate that because so often when we're looking in the past at information, we are now being reactive, right? We're going, okay, so how do I solve a problem that happened 6 months ago, 12 months ago? Whereas with artificial intelligence, you mentioned, and you mentioned ML. What is ML?
Machine learning.
Machine learning. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
So when we implement this artificial intelligence, machine learning, integrated software, we can start to look to the future. So we can start to make proactive decisions as opposed to these reactive decisions. I so appreciate that. And you mentioned it at the top as well. The reason why Xero was created in the first place was that so you could start having real-time conversations with your external accountant, with your bookkeeper, and with yourself, because you have that real-time data. Right. So you talked about data flow, the ability to collaborate, but let's take that the next step further. So when we talk about this collaboration, what are we collaborating with? How does leveraging that bookkeeping software enhance the accessibility of financial data?
Yeah. So if you think about having your ledger in the cloud and easily accessible by both yourself and your accountant or your bookkeeper, or your financial advisor, it really does reduce the amount of back and forth, right? Because you always have this real-time ledger that's updated, that is accurate, that can give you a good financial sense of where you're at. So that collaboration is really them being able to say, not bug you for send me your bank statements, or bug you for, hey, what is this e-transfer that doesn't have anything linked to it. You can actually use tools to make that more effective, again, to elevate the relationship that you have with your advisor from one that is just chasing for receipts or chasing for bank statements and much more. Hey, I was able to very quickly paint a picture of how you closed the quarter. I'm now using reports and insights and my knowledge to come back to you as a small business owner and say, I think we ought to make an investment here, or I think we're going to have a cash flow crunch here. Yeah. So again, it just elevates. And what we've seen from our Xero accounting and bookkeeping partners is they really leverage that technology to elevate the quality of the conversations they're having with their clients.
I so appreciate that. And I absolutely love that there's this ability to print financial reports at the push of a button.
Yeah.
Right? So we have this ability as an entrepreneur to say, what did my profit look like for the last 3 months? And how can I use that to make decisions moving forward? Because at the Finance Cafe, we say time and time again, every business decision that an entrepreneur makes comes with a financial consequence. When you have the tools available to you, such as Xero, you can print off those financial reports to automatically see, okay, what's happening? What happened last month? How do I take this moving forward? Or who owes me money? Where is my accounts receivable? Who owes me money? Who do I owe money to? And then we can start preparing those cash flows. So such important tools out there. And I love that, you know, there's just this ability to enhance, and you said those quality of those conversations.
I was just going to build on top really quick, Shauna, because so here at Xero, we do a ton of research, right? We're always tracking the data to understand how's the small business economy doing? How are Xero customers doing? And one big always on study that we have is called Xero Small Business Insights, or XSBI for short. It's a quarterly report that we do that is anonymized and aggregated real data out of Xero across tens of thousands of small businesses throughout North America. Right. And so we actually look at a few core metrics. We look at their sales. We look at how long they're waiting to get paid. And we look at, on average, how late they're getting paid. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just to try to understand what's the financial health of the small businesses in Canada today. And so I wanted to share some data with you because I think it really doubles down on the point you made, which is Canadian small businesses really do need technology like this. So in our latest XSBI data, one of the things that we saw was Canadian small businesses continue to struggle on year-on-year sales growth, right? It's actually six consecutive periods of decline. And contrast that with other markets where we do this research, like the UK, Australia, New Zealand. Canada is actually one of the worst countries in the XSBI data set for that, right? In addition, late payment times remain stubbornly high.
Mm-hmm.
And so you put those factors together. We all know what's going on in the economy from a macro perspective. You put those factors together, there's a real cash flow crunch in the system right now. And so any technology that you can use to get a better handle on where you're at, to have more confidence around your decisions, and you know, even leveraging things like digital payments, we see that those who do get paid faster, any little tips and tricks that you can use are going to benefit you in the context of the operating context that we're in today.
Right. Is that report available to the public? Is that available on your website?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We make that available. I'm happy to provide you a link so you can include it in the notes for this podcast. It's available. We even share out the raw data so folks can take it and manipulate it and visualize it however they want. Wow. But it's really, really powerful stuff. And like I said, you know, it's showing us that there's a very real cash flow crunch in Canadian small businesses today.
Well, and the stats show, and you know, I don't want to focus on the negative, but we know that 85% of small businesses that fail do so as a result of poor cash flow management, exactly. Which is why we are so, you know, we are such big proponents of any accounting tooling software, bookkeeping software that can provide the financial data to entrepreneurs in order to help them make those business decisions. And like you said, anything helps. And when you start incorporating this software, you will be provided with those additional tools. And so appreciate that. And yes, please, we'll share that data in the notes. And so when you talk about the additional tools that can be available, such as incorporating e-transfers, when somebody signs up with Xero, are they provided with an account rep that they can talk to about the additional tools that are available, or how does that onboarding process work?
Yeah, we actually see many of our customers here in Canada and most of our other regions around the world as well, coming through accountants and bookkeepers. Mm. They're some of our best partners because if you think about it, they're often the first port of call for small businesses to say, what accounting software should I use, right? Mm-hmm. Should I use accounting software? And so we see a lot of them come through and we highly recommend that approach. So instead of this DIY or do it yourself mindset, we really support the DIT or do it together, right? No small business owner, very few that I've met said, I got into small business because I love doing my books, right? So we really advocate to say, leverage an expert mm-hmm. and leverage an advisor that could be your business coach, right? That can help you with your compliance requirements, but also help you with that, again, higher order level thinking around where you can take your business, what access to capital you might need, and how to go get that. So oftentimes we see them coming through that accounting and bookkeeping channel, and they're really helping them get onboarded, understand the technology, set up their initial, you know, chart of accounts and all of their initial reporting and all of that, and actually just giving them the access that they need to run the business mm-hmm. while allowing for that collaborative, again, the way that Xero was designed was really focused on maximizing collaboration between the small business owner and their advisor.
Amazing. And now, is there a listing of accounting users or bookkeepers on your website somewhere that are, you know, really well proficient in Xero that people could go on and potentially reach out to?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have something called the Xero Partner Advisory. So you're welcome to look online and you'll see the directory. You'll see all of the folks in your area. So take a look there. And if you have any issues, feel free to reach out to me directly. I can make sure you get set up.
Amazing. I think we'll share that in the notes as well, because so often at the Finance Cafe, Shannon and I hear that it's so hard to find a good bookkeeper or a good accountant. So great to have those resources that we can always share as well. Yeah. So flipping back to the software, so and in particular with women entrepreneurs, we know that over 60% of women would rather talk about their own death than money. So talking about financial data, outsourcing any of their financial data, I love that DIY to DIT, do it together. Yeah. But are there any specific features with Xero that really empowers women entrepreneurs to maybe help overcome some of that anxiety of talking about finances?
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that stat, by the way. I don't know if I've actually ever heard that. So it's a little bit, I'm just digesting that at the moment. But yeah, you know, we don't specifically design features for specific genders by any stretch, but we definitely try to make Xero as intuitive and easy to use as possible, right? I hear that a lot from our customers. This is just such a simple interface. Like, you know, I understand what the headings mean and it's made to be easily understood and easily used, which isn't always the case in this world. So I think that by its nature is really appealing to those that might be a little bit intimidated. We also make it really adaptable and customizable for the unique needs of each entrepreneur. So we integrate with, we've already talked about some of the other applications that you might use, but one of the really powerful, flexible parts of the Xero ecosystem is that we have over 1,000 apps in our ecosystem, right? Everything from payroll to reporting to tracking your carbon footprint and capturing that. And so that really allows people to build their own customized tech stack, right? Mm-hmm. Based on what it is that they need and what they're comfortable using, and integrating that through Xero's app store. And so, again, the feedback that we've heard is, hey, it's really intuitive, it's easy to use, and because it's so developer-friendly, I can plug and play the various apps that I want to use into that. In addition, our reporting, as you've already touched on, is really flexible, intuitive, and easy to build. So we try to make that the case for all of our users, regardless of gender.
Amazing. And what I love about Xero and most accounting platforms, but you can start small. Right. So you can get into, you know, a light version of Xero where you're not paying for stuff that you're not using. And as your business grows, you can start to add on and scale up, whether it's additional apps or additional features available directly inside the Xero system. So in terms of fees, because everybody cares about fees, so how much would a light version of Xero cost per month for an entrepreneur in Canada?
Yeah, we've got three versions of Xero for small businesses. So we have, you could start as low as $20, $25 a month, and then that goes up as you head up to our premium offering, which includes things like multi-currency, if you have cross-border sales, et cetera. So really similar in the category, but yeah, we've got a few different SKUs that you can leverage, and it's all available with details on our website.
Amazing. So I'm just going to reiterate that number, $20 a month. Right, to implement this bookkeeping software. So when we flip it back to our own time as entrepreneurs, our time is worth a lot more than $20 yes. a month. So encouraging you to investigate this. So thinking about the entrepreneurs out there who might still be using an Excel spreadsheet, I do actually have one client that still uses her paper ledger, and that's never going to change. But so thinking about this, right? What tips would you like to share on taking the next steps to incorporate something like Xero into their business?
Yeah, I would say take that very first step, right? Again, we've done lots of research here. We, a couple of years ago, released something called the One-Step Report, which is really just trying to understand what are some of those barriers that small business owners have to adopting technology, right? And often it's choice paralysis. There's so many different options. Where do I start? Is it Xero? Is it something else? Like, how could I possibly know the best solution for me? And our advice really is, do it together, find an accountant or bookkeeper that you resonate with that can give you some advice and share their favorite tools, but also just take the first step, right? Oftentimes what we see is the easiest place for people to start is with one of our products called HubDoc, which allows you to easily capture your receipts, your paper receipts, and not just keep them in the dashboard of your car or in that shoebox to bring to your accountant at the end of the year, but actually take a picture and leverage, again, the latest technology to pull the relevant information off that receipt, upload it into a Xero-ready format that allows you to quickly reconcile your books on a monthly or a quarterly basis. And so oftentimes just starting with that pain point can be a really nice in to cloud-based accounting technology, but just start there are so many bells and whistles when you get deep and under the hood of Xero. Try not to be overwhelmed by that. At the core, there are a few things that you can start off with, and receipts tend to be a pretty natural one.
I love that. And just a simple first step, maybe check out the Xero website and look at your partner advisor listing. Yes. And reach out to somebody and have a conversation. Because right? It's having a conversation with somebody who is proficient with the software, who understands your business, can start to, advise on, well, let's start at this starting point. Right. We don't need all these other bells and whistles. Let's start small and we'll start to grow as needed. So love that tip. So thinking about, because I know you started with Xero in 2019?
2020.
Yeah. Okay. So right in the crux of the world. But maybe, are there any specific examples or success stories of women entrepreneurs who have utilized Xero's bookkeeping software to gain better insight into their business?
Oh my gosh, this is my favorite question, Shauna, because we have so many. And I love sharing these stories because, you know, at the core, I think Canada is filled with resilient, creative, phenomenal entrepreneurs. And I have the pleasure of seeing so many female success stories. So yeah, I would love to share a few. Last year, actually, we did a state of industry report and it highlighted one of our customers, which is a company called Goldilocks Goods. So they're a woman-founded, Vancouver-based small business. They create eco-friendly beeswax wraps. So it's an alternative to plastic wraps. I don't know about you, but my family was going through like reams of plastic wrap at one point. But ultimately, their mission is to help Canadians make more planet-conscious choices. From the beginning, when they set up their business, their team knew they wanted to go paperless, right, in line with that mission and when it came to their bookkeeping. And so within the first 6 months of their operation, they worked their bookkeeper to upload all of their financial data into Xero. And now they use it to give themselves a snapshot of their finances, compare this year's data versus previous years of operation and benchmark it. They're also able to leverage our custom invoicing tools to track their purchases and product sales. And they integrate with Xero's ecosystem partner, A2X, to actually track all their e-commerce sales as well. So really phenomenal company, great team, awesome product. And really from the beginning knew we want to use technology to run our business because it's more in line with our mission of reducing our impact on the planet. But then B, it gives us a much better vantage point to look forward versus just looking back.
Amazing. I love that. And I love my beeswax wrap. It's phenomenal.
You've got to check out Goldilocks Goods. Their designs are super cute too.
Amazing. Amazing. Do you have one more that you want to share?
Yeah, I'm happy to. Let's see. Last year for Xero globally, we actually ran a program called the Xero Beautiful Business Fund, which was us recognizing and highlighting small businesses on Xero around the world in each of our 7 core markets that were really investing in technology, investing in their team, wanting to create a more sustainable future or give back to their community. So across 4 different categories. One of the winners here in Canada was actually this company called More Granola. And so their founder, Sarah Aubrey Davies, really was searching for a more snackable granola. She wanted to have bigger chunks. And that's another product that I highly recommend. It has a very cherished place in our pantry at home. But the reason that she chose Xero is she really thought it was intuitive, simple to use. She loved she was able to customize the reporting within Xero and the amount of time that it saved her each month in preparing her books and getting confidence about her next step. So she was actually, More Granola actually won the Innovating for Sustainability category here in Canada. We were able to give her and her business a little boost to really invest in, you know, updating their formula and making it even more sustainable. And, you know, through that funding, they were actually able to leverage it to switch up some of their ingredients list as well. So really exciting product. Again, Xero customer, and her impetus for using Xero was really around, hey, the reporting and the functionality to be able to manage her business better.
I love these stories, and I'm sure we could go on. What I appreciate about both of them is the first one had really nothing to do with the financial numbers, right? You're choosing, they chose a partner because their vision's aligned. Right? Their mission aligned. It wasn't about a whole bunch of paper going back and forth. It wasn't sending floppy disks back and forth with their accountant to collaborate with. It was real-time paperless data that provided them the tools to make business decisions. Same with More Granola, this customizable reporting. And what I appreciate that I did not know about Xero is the amount of research that the team over at Xero is doing with respect to the XXBI. You know, you're supporting the entrepreneurs, I mean, globally, but in Canada as well, to help them elevate their business. So I so appreciate that. Thanks for sharing that, Faye. That's amazing. So we've talked a lot about artificial intelligence and machine learning and collaboration, but how do you envision the future of bookkeeping software contributing to greater financial empowerment for women? Well, for all entrepreneurs, but let's focus on women.
Yeah. I think I for one am super bullish and excited about the potential for AI in this space, right? Again, if you think about sort of the core place we started this conversation around how do we give entrepreneurs back time, I think AI has a massive promise for that, right? Across so many different facets of a small business, whether it's your marketing, your CRM, you know, your financials, et cetera. One of the things that we recently announced at our investor day last month was a new AI assistant within Xero called Jax, or Just Ask Xero. We love our acronyms. But this tool is going to provide users with relevant answers and information as they set up their Xero dashboard, right? And actually get started in the product. So you talked about how do you make onboarding less friction filled. Jax has the promise of that, right? And in the future, we actually plan to integrate Jax as an AI assistant into Xero to streamline onboarding and troubleshooting experience. So you can imagine a world where you text or message Jax and say, how much, you know, AR do I have outstanding?
Yeah.
Right. Or has this customer paid me for last month's bill? Rather than have to sift through, you know, multiple pages and going back and comparing, you know, different sources, your bank account with your, like, forget all of that. Jax and tools like Jax will be able to help you get that answer really quickly. So how powerful for a small business owner to be able to leverage things like AI to actually crawl through all of the data that you have already in your Xero account and spit out that relevant answer for you as quickly as possible. So tools like that really, again, make me very excited about the potential, especially because we already have all of that data in a system like Xero.
I love that you use the word excited, because not very many people, accountants and bookkeepers aside, get excited about software. I mean, this is where entrepreneurs can really get excited, right? They're not having to sift through a shoebox or sift through a bank account. You're asking Jax, which I love that Xero is doing this, asking a simple question. Hey, what about this? What about this? Right. So it's really elevating, again, elevating that experience and providing business owners with the confidence, right, in order to help them increase those business decisions. Because I said it before, every business decision we make as a business owner comes with a financial consequence. And incorporating the software can help to answer, okay, well, what happened here? Why did this happen? Well, your accounting software can help you do that. So it is exciting. And I love that Xero is leading the charge on this, especially with something like Jax. Has that been incorporated already?
So we announced it at our investor day, and we announced that we'll be going into beta later on this year, but it has not, it's not live as yet for you. If you're looking to play with it today, it's not live as yet.
Amazing. Amazing. That's so wonderful. Well, Faye, I have taken up a lot of your time, but before we go, is there anything I haven't asked you or anything that you would like to share with our audience today?
I think, you know, just based on what you've shared and what you hear from your clients and your community, I think I'll just double down on that, right? If you are currently sitting on paper-based processes or spreadsheet-based processes and thinking, I just don't have the time to explore my options. I don't have the time to try something new. I'd suggest you don't have the time not to, right? You actually need to embrace the newest technology. Again, we see in the data the choice paralysis is out there, but just get over that hump, seek out an advisor, feel free to check out the Xero partner directory, or, you know, ask a friend that you trust and respect who they use and if they like them, but just get started, right? Because you will be blown away at the time that you can get back, at the insights that you can generate, and you will be wondering how you've been doing it otherwise all these years. So I'll just add on to your call to action, which is take that first step. There's so many great tools available to you out there. And increasingly the technology is, I mean, it's just getting better and better. So yeah, really do take that first step if you can.
Amazing. And I think it's also this notion of bookkeeping software is not an added cost. It's truly an investment in your business. Right. So don't think of it as an expense line item. Think of it as a true investment to give you back the time so that you can focus on, you know, the other more important, exciting things that you want to be focused on as an entrepreneur.
You got it.
So Faye, did you want to talk a little bit about the Women Equity Lab that you are part of?
Yeah, sure, happy to. I think it's a bit tangential to, you know, everything we've talked about with Zero, but you know, certainly something that is near and dear to my heart. So earlier this year, I joined the Women's Equity Lab, which is a group of women that are really getting together and investing in, you know, angel and seed early stage ventures here in Canada, with the investment thesis being we disproportionately invest in women-led businesses, right? So we've all seen the stats. Women get single-digit percentage of VC funding globally, female entrepreneurs. And so really wanting to give them the support and the boost when they're trying to get started. And I mean, every founder that I've spoken to is always like, I want more women on my cap table, right? I want that diversity within my investor group. I want to be able to leverage that and leverage the expertise in the room. So Women's Equity Lab, again, I've just joined earlier this year, but the Toronto Fund is on their third fund, and we're currently looking for investments. So if you are out there listening to this podcast, looking for early stage capital, feel free to hit me up. I would love to see if Well is a fit.
Awesome. And we will be sure to share all of your contact information in our show notes. But Faye, I can't tell you how much I appreciate just the work that Zero is doing in order to enhance the bookkeeping software to make it easier for entrepreneurs to collaborate and really to go from, and I love what you said, DIY to DIT, do it yourself to do it together. Reach out to Zero, reach out to one of their partners in order to help you take that next step, that first step, which is always the hardest, to incorporate some accounting software into your practice to give you the time back that you deserve as an entrepreneur. So I will leave it at that. Faye, thank you so much for sharing your time and expertise. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of the Finance Cafe podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Finance Cafe podcast. We would be grateful if you could show some love for your favorite finance podcast. Just like, subscribe, and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you're listening from, and help other listeners like you connect with us. Want to deepen your relationship to your business finances and feel more empowered by the stories the numbers create? Check out our business financial learning experiences designed specifically for women entrepreneurs by women entrepreneurs. And as a valued listener, we're offering you an exclusive discount to our learning experiences. Simply use the code podcast10 to get 10% off. Visit thefinancecafe.ca to begin your journey.